Real Ghost Stories Online.
The idea, the experience of losing a child is something that no one should ever have to go through. It's something as a parent, it's just the worst possible thing you could ever imagine. Having friends and some family who have gone through that and seeing the grief that they have to suffer through is just incredibly heartbreaking. And it affects people who go through that in ways that anyone who has not experienced that simply can't comprehend. A pain so deep, so traumatizing, so hurtful that unless it has happened to you, you will just simply never know. I don't profess to know. But it's one of those things where you can look at somebody who's gone through that experience and just know there's nothing you can say or do to know what that person is going through. You can just try and be there for them. In our next story, we hear about a very interesting encounter between a doctor and a patient. The patient feeling that there's something attached to the doctor. What is that attachment? It seems to be a child of some sort. But who is that child? Why is that child there? Whose child was it? Why is it sticking around with the doctor? That's what we'll find out. Take a listen. This took place last month when I took a trip to India. Although I was born in Sri Lanka, both countries have similar, if not the same, culture. But for a person like me who grew up in Canada, it was a huge culture shock. First was the weather. Oh my God, was it ever hot. I didn't care if people were looking at me weird, but the whole month I was there, I was in shorts and a tank. I went from Chennai, then back to Coimbatore, and then back to Chennai before coming back home. Coimbatore's heat was like our summers here, but Chennai was so bad, it was like walking into a big oven. It was hot. There are two main reasons why I went to India with my family. First, one was for my brother. At 6 months, my brother was diagnosed with having asthma. He's had so many asthma attacks growing up, it got scary sometimes. My mother had made a promise to God that if my brother got better, that she would bring him to a temple to get his head shaved. The temple is in the town of Trimbola. It's about 181 miles from Chennai. So when we landed there, the very next day, my parents, brother, sister, cousin's friend who lived in India, myself made the trip to the temple. The second reason for the trip to India was to get the herbal treatment. I was in a car accident 3.5 years ago, which put me in a great deal of pain all over my left side of the body. I started taking meds for these pains, but these meds did more damage than good. It did not help with my pains, but affected my hormone levels to the point where my period stopped coming. And when my period stopped coming, I started putting on so much weight. My cousin's friend suggested this herbal treatment center in the town where he lived. I was skeptical at first because the meds that I was already taking weren't working and I didn't think this was going to work. My mom forced me to go, saying that if it didn't work, there wouldn't be any side effects as the meds were all herbal. So I said that I would try it. My cousin, brother, and sister spent a few more days in Chennai and Coimbatore before heading back home to Canada. My parents stayed with my cousin's friend and his wife in Coimbatore while I was set up at the treatment center. Believe me when I say that when I went in, I was a skeptic, but when I left, I was a believer. For those who get the chance, I highly suggest taking the trip to India for this treatment. Like all good treatments, it's not overnight miracles, but with 2 or 3 trips, it will do wonders. Okay, back to my story. Like I mentioned before, I was able to get a room at this treatment center. The doctors there are very good at what they do and are very friendly. My treatment doctor was a kind and gentle man. He took the time to care for each of his patients, which is more than I could say about the doctors in Canada. The very first time I met the doctor was for the consultation with my parents and cousin's friends at the outpatient building, and I instantly liked him. Can't say that about many people. But at the very same time, I got this other feeling. It was more like a sensation. You know, when small amounts of electricity goes through your fingers or other parts of your body, your hair at the back of your neck stands up. That is how I was feeling. I just couldn't shake off that feeling. When the doctor took my wrist to get a pulse, he shocked himself. Also, when he told me to relax so I could take my pulse, I couldn't relax. He looked at me, asked me what was wrong, and I wanted him to think I was a lone, crazy person on the first day, so I told him I was feeling anxious because of the heat. The doctor said that the room I was supposed to occupy would become free tomorrow morning, and I could come and book it for noon. So I went back to my cousin's friend's place to pick up my clothes, laptop, and other things I would need for my stay there. When I left the outpatient building, I was fine, and even the next day, when I moved into my room, that sensation feeling returned. The moment my treating doctor came into my room to check up on me and to tell me what my day was going to be like. 6 a.m., 10 a.m., lunch, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., dinner, meds, and then oil, massaging in the morning, breakfast, lunch, all that. The whole time the doctor was there, my room felt like there was an electric charge to it. Just before the doctor left, he asked me if I was okay because I had the same look on my face as yesterday. I said that it would take a few days to adjust to the heat in the new place, so he smiled and left to check on his other patients. As soon as he left, the atmosphere changed back to normal. I started to get the feeling that there was something about the doctor. And at the back of my mind, I knew that something was attached to him, but wasn't sure what. I think with the personal problems I was dealing with, I didn't want to know. I went on like this for the first week, with me getting that electric sensation whenever I saw my treating doctor. It never happened with all the other doctors that visited or checked up on me. The second week started off normal, with me taking my 6 a.m. meds, then breakfast at 7:30, and then my oil massage at 8:30. But right after the massage, when I got off the table, I went into a dizzy spell. If one of the four massage therapists wasn't holding my arm, I would have fallen over and hit my head on the table. I think I scared her badly because after the bath, she took me to my room and then called my treating doctor. I kept telling her I was okay because my doctor told me that my body would feel weak because of all the toxins leaving it. So I wasn't scared or anything, but she said that she had to call him. Being the nice man he was, my doctor came to check on me every hour until he left for the day. He even called my mom and told her to bring some apples for me so I could bring my sugar levels up. Sugar levels dropped, and that's why I was dizzy. But the thing was, I could really appreciate what the doctor was doing for me because whenever he came into my room, I felt the intensity go up. It wasn't like last week. Also, I kept looking at the door to my room because I felt like someone was there. The doctor noticed this and asked me what was wrong. So I told him that for the last week, whenever he came into my room, I felt like there was an electric charge in the room. And today, that intensity was much stronger. And each time he came into the room, I kept getting the feeling that someone little was hiding behind the entrance to the doorway. The doctor went to check the doorway, I think he was just amusing me, and told me that nobody was there. Also, it was highly unlikely that there would be a kid by the door because the three kids on the floor I was on had a walking disability and could not be there without an adult close by. He told me that I was probably tired and weak from the massage, and I should just rest. So I dropped it because I realized that it was pointless to convince the doctor in what I was going through. The day before I got dizzy, I had asked my mother if she could get me a sketch pad, pencil, sharpener, eraser, and some pastel colors. After my massage is done, I usually rest for an hour before I went to see and talk to the other patients, but I found that most of them came out in the late afternoon or evening when it was cooler. So to keep myself occupied, I decided to draw instead of going on my computer all the time. My mother and cousin's friend brought me the supplies when they came to check on me. After they left, I started drawing the treatment center from different points of view. About an hour after my mother and cousin's friend left, my treating doctor and another doctor came in to check on me. As soon as my treating doctor was close to my doorway, I knew he was there because that intensity just shot up around me. He asked me how I was feeling, and I told him that I was feeling much better than yesterday, but I would still get the dizzy spells if I got up quickly or if I bent down far. He told me that it'd be like that, that I should rest. The second doctor looks at me and asks if anything was wrong because I kept looking at the doorway. Before I could answer, my treating doctor told me the second doctor that I kept feeling as if some child was hiding behind the door. The second doctor was a physiologist, and he told me that because my body was weak from the treatment, it was playing tricks on my brain. I just smiled and nodded, okay. But inside, I was mad that my treating doctor called the resident physiologist to check on me. After that, they looked at my drawings and told me that those pictures were nice and that I should be a professional. I'm an amateur, and I think they're being nice. They also wanted the drawings of the treatment center to put in the reception area, and I told them, sure. After the two doctors left, I kept getting this image of a young girl about 12 or 13 years old in my head. I think this is what everyone calls the third eye. Correct me if I'm wrong. For some reason, I had this impulse to get up and see my treating doctor walk away, or I am not stalking him. I got up, ignoring my dizziness, and went to the door. I looked out the door and saw that my treating doctor finished talking to the patient next to me to go to the next patient. Looking at my treating doctor, I got a stronger and detailed image of this girl. Also, I got the electric sensation of someone following him. That's when I realized what I was experiencing. There was a spirit attached to the doctor that was treating me. Now, I was shocked, but I didn't feel threatened in any way by the spirit, and I didn't feel that the doctor was threatened in any way. With the doctor gone, I went back into my room and back to my drawing. But the thing was, I couldn't concentrate on my drawing of the treatment center. The image of that girl kept coming into my mind, so I flipped the page in my sketchbook and started drawing the girl. In about 3 hours, I finished drawing and coloring the girl. I just finished putting the final touches to the picture when another patient that I became close to came by my door saying that the group of people were gathering to do a sing-along and wanted to know if I could bring my flute to play. I said, sure. I was about to get up to get my flute when Auntie, I called her that because she was older, saw the drawing of the girl in my book and asked if she was a relative. Since I became close to her at the time I was there, I decided to tell her what was going on about the feelings I got whenever our doctor came into my room. We got the same treating doctor. And then what happened today? And the outcome was that drawing. She takes one look at the picture and tells me to show it to the doctor. I told her that she lost her mind because when I told him that I keep seeing a child that's on my door, he brought in a shrink because he thought I was crazy. But she was like, you have a drawing of a child that you think you saw. Show it to him and see if he knows who the child is. I became scared and told her that I respect and like this doctor and I don't want to do or say anything to damage that. Auntie would have any of that and told me that she knows the doctor from before and that he wasn't the type to brush you off. She used the phone in my room, called the doctor, and told him to come by our rooms before leaving for the night. It was about 7 p.m. that evening, and he left at 9 p.m. Surprisingly, he came by my room when his shift ended. With Auntie standing beside me, I asked him if he knew the child in my drawing. Look at the doctor when he saw the picture. Answer my question. He went pale and then got mad and asked where I got a copy of the picture of the child to draw. Both Auntie and I were shocked and confused. Shocked that he got mad because we never had seen him get mad before, and confused because I never got a picture of the child before. I told him as much, and I drew it from memory after I got the sensation. He kept saying no and left. I got worried, really worried, because in the time I was there, I'd never seen the doctor look or react like that. I lost sleep over this because I felt guilty for making a person feel like that. My treating doctor was waiting for me when I came back from the massage treatment. As soon as he saw me, he said that we needed to talk. I felt dread because I was pretty sure he was going to kick me out of the hospital. He told the therapist to leave and that she was not needed at this time. She was like, what the hell's going on? But didn't say anything and left. As soon as she left, he closed the door to my room, pulled the chair and sat across from me. I was sitting cross-legged in my bed. And the first thing he does is apologize to me for acting out like that. I told him that I shouldn't have popped a fast one on him. Then I asked him what happened. He told me that before he answers that question, he wanted to know how I knew that little girl. I knew he didn't believe once I was afraid of telling him again, but decided to explain it in more detail. I explained to him about the feelings of electric intensity that I got whenever I was around him. And the first time I felt it was during the consultation and the very first day I saw him. And then after that, each time I saw him, it kept getting stronger. Then I told him about the gift that I got from my mother and grandmother, and that yesterday when the doctor came to see me about my dizzy spell, it was so overwhelming that I felt like I was suffocating. That's when I got the image of the girl at the door, but I couldn't see her with my naked eyes. I also told him that I followed him to the door and watched him walk down the hall and out of sight, and I got this vibration type feeling, and it kept giving me the feeling of sensing something following you. I didn't say anything because I didn't feel threatened in any way and didn't get the feeling that whatever it was wasn't there to hurt you. At this point, I'd like to tell everybody that listens that I kept talking about this girl. I kept feeling her presence at the door, and it was getting stronger. The doctor finally told me the truth about the girl and why he got mad. It wasn't that he was mad, but scared because he didn't tell anyone about the girl. And the only people that knew about this girl was his mother and wife. Apparently, the wife that I mentioned just now is his second wife, with whom he has three children, twin boys and a girl. He was married once before to a woman that he had loved. Second marriage was arranged. The doctor's first wife was easily influenced by others, which included her brother and mother. And it didn't help that she was bipolar. The first wife's family started making her believe that her husband was cheating on her because she was unable to bear any children. The doctor's mistake was that he really wanted children. And when a coworker told him about his orphan girl, he decided to adopt her and name her Pyrrha. He brought Pyrrha home to the family and everyone was happy. Everyone except his first wife. Initially, she was happy that she could take care of a child, but again, her family started playing tricks and told her that Pyrrha was a doctor's mistress's kid, and to give a good life, the doctor brought her into the household. Of course, this was not true, and the child was the co-worker's relative's child who was orphaned. But in a fit of rage, the first wife locked herself and the child in a room in the house and set it on fire. Before anyone could save them, both died in the room. About 2 years later, because his mother forced him to, he agreed to marry again. Before the marriage, he told his wife what happened, and she gladly accepted him, but he never got over what happened to Pyrrha because he felt he was responsible for her death because he brought her into an unstable home. After the second marriage, the family couldn't live in the same house anymore because it felt like someone was watching them, and it felt scary. So they moved to a new home to start a new life, but the doctor never forgot Pyrrha. The doctor also mentioned that when I drew the picture of Pyrrha, he thought that I somehow got a hold of the only picture of Pyrrha. He destroyed everything else to forget everything and drew the picture. When he got home, he found the picture, and that's when he really freaked out. At this point, I told the doctor that Pyrrha had been following him all this time, and I was able to feel her whenever he came near me, and that the only reason I was able to get a clear picture of her was because the treatment brought down my mental barriers. I had tears running down my face at this point because I never had seen a fully built man break down and cry like that. But I continued to tell him that his daughter was there with him, and the reason she stayed behind was because she must know that he will be okay if she moves on. She knows that she was loved by him, and that you, the doctor, would protect her. And if he got the chance to. Although Pyrrha wasn't talking to me directly, I could feel her words come through me as if she was talking to me. I also told the doctor that Pyrrha said that in the old house, the doctor's first wife was still there and trapped and needs to be crossed over with a blessing of the house. This was the first time I'd seen so many expressions cross a man's face, from being scared to sadness to happiness. He finally admitted that he was happy that Pyrrha was with him. He didn't realize that his sadness was keeping her here. He also promised that he would wholeheartedly do the blessing on the old house. The old house was moved out of, but never sold. Both the doctor and I felt Pyrrha finally leave as the electric intensity left the room. I'll tell everyone this. This experience tops all the experiences, as limited as they are, and I'll never forget this for a long time. The doctor and his family did a proper blessing for the old house, and everything is fine there. I know this for a fact because the doctor and his wife asked me to come to the blessing, and I felt the difference in the atmosphere. The doctor has finally moved on, but never will forget his daughter, Pyrrha. The doctor also mentioned that he considers me a part of his family, and that if Pyrrha had lived, she'd have been my age, And every time he looks at me, he is reminded of Pyrrha.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.